Here's my typical day as a caregiver right now. Mom is in the hospital. So this morning, I went there and spent 2 hours making sure I could meet with her doctor. Check. Went to work. Put in a full day. In between, talked to her case manager. Finished work. Went to a Rotary meeting. Went back to the hospital. Came home and collapsed. Now luckily, I am self-employed and report to no one but myself. Does this hectic pace sound familiar to you as a working caregiver? I sometimes speak about coming out of the closet with caregiving. Often people don't want to talk about it in the workplace. Sometimes we're in denial, or we fear being perceived as less productive and perhaps could lose our job. The nurturing image of caregiving is at direct odds with serious workplace personas. You need to talk about your caregiving. According to caring.com, here's how it can help. You're more apt to help your career than hurt it. Being frank about the demands you're facing provides a context for why you might seem more stressed or leave early. You may discover practical resources. Human resources may be able to plug you into flex time arrangements, assistance programs, educational programs, and even family leave opportunities. You'll tap into hidden crowdsourcing resources. You'll be surprised by the kindred spirit coworkers who come forward with tips and the what I wish I'd knowns. You'll stress less with more emotional support. The very act of being candid removes a major stressor, the stress of being secretive. Breathe in and out. Take one action today. No need to tell anyone at work just yet. Just research the benefits your company offers that could assist you in your caregiving. Knowing these first can open up a conversation next, and you will immediately feel some of the weight come off of your shoulders. In the words of the late Donna Summer,
"You work hard for your money, so hard for the money. You work hard for the money, so they better treat you right."
You work hard as a caregiver too. Reach out for support and lose your fears.